Morning Watch, The Recovery of the Subjective Truths in the Gospel of John, Week 4, Friday Related Verses, John 15:1-5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. 1 John 5:11-12. And this is the testimony that God gave to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. Colossians 3:4-10-11. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory, and have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all in all. John 12:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. 1 Corinthians 10:17. Seeing that there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Related reading. In John 15:1, this true vine, the Son, with its branches, the believers in the Son, is the organism of the triune God in God's economy. This organism grows with his riches and expresses his divine life. The Father as the husbandman is the source, the author, the planner, the planter, the life, the substance, the soil, the water, the air, the sunshine, and everything to the vine. The Son as the vine is the center of God's economy and the embodiment of all the riches of the Father. The Father, by cultivating the Son, works himself with all his riches into the vine, and eventually the vine expresses the Father in a corporate way through its branches. This is the Father's economy in the universe. The Lord said that he was a grain of wheat. This one died and grew up to become many grains. Christ was the one grain, and we are the many grains. We were not the many grains by our human birth. When the Lord's life came into us and the Lord dispensed himself into us, we were regenerated to become the many grains to be made into one bread. Even though we are many, there is one bread. Originally, the many grains were grains individually, but now they have been ground to powder and blended together to become one bread. This one bread signifies the church. This bread is one body, and this one body is the church. The church is not a society organized by people. The church is produced out of Christ. The church is an issue of his dispensing himself into us through his death and resurrection to make us grains of wheat. When we, as the grains of wheat, are blended into one, we become the one bread, and this one bread signifies the one body. In John 20, after his resurrection, the Lord said to Mary, "Go to my brothers and say to them." Before his death and resurrection, when the Lord was on the earth, he called his disciples friends, but he never called them brothers. Why? It was because at that time the Lord's life had not yet entered into his disciples. It was through resurrection and in resurrection that his life entered into the disciples. Now since they had his life, they became the Lord's brothers. According to Hebrews 2:12, these brothers are the church. I will declare your name to my brothers. In the midst of the church, I will sing hymns of praise to you. What is the church? The church is the composition of the Lord's many brothers. In John 15, the Lord said, I am the vine, you are the branches. The branches are not branches if they do not have an absolute subjective experience of the vine. The branches and the vine are one and cannot be divided. The life in the vine is the life in the branches. The nature of the vine is the nature of the branches. And the substance of the vine is the substance of the branches. There is no difference at all between the vine and the branches. Strictly speaking, all the branches are parts of the vine. When a small sprout first comes out of the ground, there is no branch. After a certain period of growth, the branches appear one after another. By this, we see what the church is. The church is composed of the branches growing out of Christ. The church is the aggregate of all the branches of Christ. Every one of us who believes in him is a branch of Christ, because it is he who comes into us to grow in us. Therefore, we are all members of his body, and when all these members are put together, they are the body.